Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Thursday afternoon, just before Friday, Monday morning podcast. And I'm just checking in on you. Do you like that? That was my imitation of a car with no balls going from first gear to second gear. Well, actually, would start in first, so that's... my impression of a car with no balls going from second to third gear. That's what it is. Sorry. I just wanted to annoy every fucking person out there listening to this. All right, we get the joke, Bill. God. Speaking of jokes, I'm going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe tonight in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Huh? Jesus Christ. How many sexual harassments have happened just on the fucking beaches out here? Good Lord. I mean, is that story ever going to end? Every time you think they got the last guy, I mean, they're down to like fucking, they're going after cooks now. I was making bacon and all of a sudden I felt these hands. And I was like, is that squid still alive? And I turned around and all I saw was orange and freckles. Oh, Christ. Meanwhile, we're spending $1 billion a month. We're spending $1 billion a month fighting people that train on a fucking jungle gym. It's like throwing $1 billion if you have a beehive on the side of your fucking house. You're going to get rid of the bees, absolutely. You're going to beat those bees, but you're not going to have any fucking money. Sorry. Anyways, plowing ahead here. By the way, I am in week two of my Invisalign. And I just keep these fuckers in because I want this to be over as soon as possible. I actually really like them. I'm kind of used to it. And now my bite is totally fucking off. I don't know what the fuck's going on with me, but I'm riding this out. But I only take these things out to eat, you know? I've already lost the little case, you know, that you're supposed to carry them in. They give you a blue one that's blue and the one that's red. The blue one you're supposed to take out in public. The other one's red, and that means stop. Leave it at home. So you know me. You don't know me. You think you know me, but you know a lot of what you think you know about me is right. So I've already fucking lost my container here, but I got this container of Icebreakers mints. And I noticed that their gum container is the exact same fucking shape as the other container. So I just figured, rather than going to, you know, fuck, I lost my container.org and, you know, ordering another one, I'll just use the icebreaker mint thing. That's probably stupid. I don't think it's gum, and I'll shake it, and I won't hear any gum in there, and I'll throw it out. Oh, well, we'll see. You know, I think Alanis Morissette said it best when she said, "You live, you learn." Jesus Christ, what an album that was, huh? My God. Good Lord. You know, looking back at that album, it's just like, I think you need to go take like an MMA class. And if you actually learned how to beat the shit out of somebody, you wouldn't be so fucking emotional. You could just be like a guy, you know, sitting there all fucking stoic. At the end of the bar, stewing in your anger, listening to James Brown, The Big Payback, fantasizing about what the fuck you want to do. You could do that. Or you could be like, you know, freaking people out with the goddamn ukulele sitting there going, hey, who, hey, ha, ha, who. Remember that song? Hey, who, hey, ha, ha, who. Hey, Lennis, he found somebody else. He's not coming back, all right? Just, you're going to have to accept this. The fuck happened to my computer screen? Hear that? That's computer for go fuck yourself. Oh, it's back. Look who's back. Back again. Anyways, couple of announcements. Patrice O'Neill benefit, February 20th. Makes a great Christmas gift. Come on, people. You're getting down to the fucking wire. It's December 14th, man. Hanukkah is already 3 days in. I gotta give it up to fucking mainstream people for really going all out with the menorahs this year. I was down the improv. They had a giant fucking Christmas tree in this little fucking piece of shit menorah. You know what I mean? It was fucking nuts. this little piece of shit just sitting on the fucking piano. But there was 2 days lit. That was last night, right? Or 2 nights ago, three. Were we in the fourth day? On the fourth day of Hanukkah, my Jewish friend gave to me a piece of shit menorah from the Improv. 4 days in, I came to the Hard Rock Cafe. They got a couple of lights fucking lit up there. I have no idea. I took the red eye in. Flew in on fucking Virgin Airlines, which, by the way, I don't feel comfortable flying that fucking airline. Because I think they put more money into their fucking seatbelt song video than they did on the actual plane. Because every time I get on that fucking plane, you know me, I'm a fancy guy. I spent 20 years in the back of the fucking plane. I ain't going back. I don't care what I have to pay. Okay? I'm going to be breathing down the pilot's neck. That's how I fly commercial. I want to know when one of them gets up to go to the bathroom. That's where the fuck I want to fly. All right? That's my one diva demand in this business. I fly up front. That's it. I spent 20 years back there. I'm not fucking going back there. You know, I might, you know, you never know what happens in your career. But if I end up back there, I swear to God, I'm packing like a rock star when they go on tour for fucking 2 years, where they bring one pair of pants, two T-shirts and a toothbrush. That's the way I'm packing. I'm going to start dressing all in black. Like George Carlin or Johnny Cash. I've already worked it out. If I fucking go back there, okay? If I have to go to the back of the plane again, I'm going vegan. I'm doing yoga. I'm going to become as skinny as I possibly fucking can. And then I'm bringing this little fucking knapsack with me. Because that's all the back of the plane is. It's just stress. Fuck, how fat is the fat fuck sitting next to me going to be? Fuck, is it going to be fucking headspace? I mean, sorry, overhead compartment space for my little fucking bag. That's all it is. The whole fucking thing is that. Fuck, is the person next to me going to be snoring? Fuck, am I going to be sitting next to the bathroom? Fuck, I'm in the back of the plane. After a while, I got sick of it. After a while, old Freckles got sick of it, and I just said, fuck this. How much is it? I don't give a shit. Throw it on the fucking card. So anyway, so I'm sitting up front. All right? And if you never flew Virgin Airlines, they have this fucking music video that they did, which I get, doing the announcements, you know, their emergency exits are here, this is fucking there, don't do this, don't try to open any windows while the plane's in flight, you know, whatever the fuck they say. Don't try to let your shoes on fire. So they were like, this is boring. We're the hip airline. We have all this aquarium lighting here. You know, we light the plane like everyone's going to get a hand job right after they fucking take off, right? How long before they get shit for their sexual harassment fucking lighting? Yeah, everyone should smell like cologne. That's the way it's fucking lit on those planes. And so they decided out of the fucking blue to make this music video. To, like, give you the announcements. And when I tell you this, fuck it, it feels like it's 15 fucking minutes long. It's so fucking, like, loud. And then everybody's doing that, you know, post-Christina Aguilera singing. You know, where you got to hit every note on the fucking scale, every three words. Like, Christina Aguilera singing, row, 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 yip, oh, ah, doing that fucking... Jesus, like you're tickling a cat and it's not enjoying it. Not saying she's a bad singer, but it's like, I get it. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So they have all of that fucking, you know, those fucking women that when they sing, they got a point where their voice is going. Like, it's like, I get I'm tone deaf, but, you know, I don't need you to be doing like a fucking... You know, leaving breadcrumbs of where the fuck you're going on the music scale, okay? I can tell by the way my eardrums are vibrating. You're getting up into the stratosphere there. So this fucking song goes on forever and ever. And just when you think it's over, then they do this stupid robot part. I don't even know what they're saying. Like, oh my God. Oh my, I'm going to light my shoes on fire if this fucking thing doesn't end. So, and then what happens is I try to put my headphones on, right? And then you just say, excuse me, sir, sir, 9/11, support the troops. Can you take your fucking headphones off? Fortunately, last night, they didn't make me do that because I took the red eye in. And the stewardesses were cool, whatever the fuck you're supposed to call them, flight attendees. They were cool, and they didn't make me take the fucking things off. But Jesus, fuck. And then meanwhile, they spend like fucking $1 million on this goddamn thing. Of all these fucking wailing divas and robot people and all of this shit. And they took something, the boring announcements that only took like 45 seconds. Now it's like a 10-minute goddamn video. And they spent all that fucking money on that. And I have never been on Virgin, flown up front, and after I reclined the seat, had the seat go up back up again. The fucking stewardess always has, flight attendee, always has to come over and fucking Wendy, the flight attendee over there, always has to come and open that middle part, and there's some sort of secret fucking lever to pull it up. So then that makes me think, okay, if this is what's going on with the seats, like, what's going on with the engine? All right, I was catastrophizing. All right, but that's something you do when you're on a plane. You know, because like when we were taking off, it was vibrating a little bit too much. And I was just thinking like, you know, it's LAX. It's like, ah, fuck. What if we crash into the ocean right now? And even worse, what if we have a really good pilot like Sully, who doesn't have the decency to just fucking nose it in and kill us all instantly? Now we got to float there waiting for sharks to fucking eat us because it's nighttime. You know what I mean? During the day, I want Sully. All right? At night, you know, I don't know what I want. I want just nose it forward. All right? Ah, we don't got enough fucking thrust to get lift here. Speak for myself. I had a good one. Yeah! Just go straight down in. But anyways, Jesus Christ, I went to go buy a fucking magazine before I got on the flight. My God. Everything was so fucking depressing. Do you know on the cover of Newsweek, they got a picture of the Earth, like, waterless, saying that's what, like, the future is going to be. And it's just like, who in the fuck would buy that? And I'm gonna sit there and read that and then do what? Think about my daughter over there in some waterless world? I don't know. I think, you know, I mean, I just don't understand that how that helps me. And I also don't think that that's the direction we're going to go in. As much as everybody's flapping their arms and screaming and yelling and all of that shit, there is some good news out there about all of this type of stuff, you know? Because you know how I know this? You know how I know this? Because I'm getting sick of all this fucking negative news. And all, you know, the fucking iPhone now, they want your fingerprint, which I'm not doing. So coincidentally enough, all of a sudden, my phone, you know, because I didn't finish, air quotes, setting it up by giving a fucking cell phone company, whoever the fuck it is, my fingerprint. It's like, why would I give you my fingerprint, you fucking assholes? First of all, I love how Apple keeps acting like there's this epidemic of people getting their phones broken into. Like, if you set it down, somebody's going to figure out your 4-6-digit code. Like they're fucking Christopher Walken in the Dead Zone. All they got to do is touch, shake your fucking hand, and you're like, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, isn't it? Right? You're like, fuck, he can get into my phone. I've never had my phone broken into because somebody knew my fucking passcode. I'm sure somebody's gone in another way. Sitting in their fucking, you know, their house. I don't know how the fuck they do it. But I know my thumbprint and showing my face or whatever the fuck it is these assholes want from me. Billy Apocalypto here. I think I'm. I don't know. I've made this claim before, but I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go flip phone MP3 player. Because the only reason why I really like the smartphone is I love that all my music is on there. I really enjoy that. So if I was in the cell phone fucking market, what I would do is I would make flip phones that could fucking carry the music, you know, flip phone / MP3 player. And I'm throwing that out there right now so people can write me. Actually, there is a phone like that. It's called the MP3 player Flippy. It's made by Sprint or whatever the fuck it's. I'm going to go. I think I'm going to do that. And then when I'm on the road, I'll just Skype on my computer. I guess I'll do that fucking shit. Speaking of which, by the way, I've gotten into like fucking. I downloaded this James Brown album a long time ago. That was. Let me see if I can find it. Of course, now I'm not going to be able to find the fucking thing. Go into library. Type in his name. But anyways, it's at this point, even if you're a casual fan of James Brown, you know, they basically on the radio and in movies and all of this shit, all they do is they just they play like the same fucking, you know, the same five fucking songs. 20 songs, you know, boom. Boom, boom. Papa got a brand new bed. They play that. I feel good. The same ones. You got to get his fucking albums where you can hear all the B-side ones. And I've been, you know, I bought this book, this drum book the other day, which I'm just getting into it. And it looks like it's going to be one of the best drum books I've seen in a while, called the Breakbeat Bible. And it kind of breaks down where all the rappers and everybody, like all the songs that they sampled, all those drum breaks, and then the kids would dance to them, which why they were called break dancers, all that shit that a white guy like me didn't know till I watched a couple of Netflix documentaries. And I watched a drum cover of, I forget what the fuck I was watching. I think the Funky Drummer. Like someone was showing me all the ghost notes and stuff and said that they had a good breakdown of it in this book, The Breakbeat Bible, which I got, and then it came with a little fucking MP3 CD. I'm like, what the fuck is that? How do I do this? And now all of a sudden, I'm getting a flip phone and an MP3 player. So anyways, I would highly recommend checking out, like, some of all of his shit in, like, alternate takes and stuff. What the fuck is the name of it? Now, of course, they're not going to show me the name of the fucking thing, are they? It's called Make It Funky. Oh, for God's sakes. I even like his shit in like the 70s when it's kind of over. Like everybody's moved on to like disco and shit and everybody's ripped him off and stuff. And he's still fucking like AC/DC. He's just doing what the fuck he does. All right, let me see. Yeah, Make It Funky - The Big Payback 1971 to 1975. I get that album. I would download that shit. And listen to that, man. It's fucking incredible. And, man, I don't know. Anyways, I'm already thinking of drum songs I want to fucking be able to play. Speaking of which, I think I'm doing the goddamn Comedy Jam next month at the Roxy. I think it's January 22nd. Is that a Tuesday? Let's see here. It's a Monday. It's either the 22nd or the 23rd. And the fucking song Josh Adam Myers wants to do. He goes, I want to do this fucking song. And it's just like, dude, I want to go there and have a good time. I don't want my fucking arms to be falling off. He wants to do this fucking Iron Maiden song, one of those Clive Burr ones, where either your arms or your foot is going to fucking fall off. Like, I'd love to do a cover of The Prisoner, but that one where he does those four bass drums in a fucking row, on a good day I can get that, but in front of a room full of people where I'll be in my head, be like, oh my God, don't tighten up! I know it's just going to fucking, I'm going to shit the bed, I'll play like 2.5, and the whole band's going to look back at me and smile like, yeah, you're just a comedian. I don't want to go through that, you know? I want to live the lie, like I'm actually, I could have, like, lied to myself that I could have done this professionally. That's all you want out of your hobby, right? You don't give a fuck about getting compliments at your job. It's all about your fucking hobby and somebody appreciating that. You'd be a goddamn neurosurgeon. Oh my God, I can't believe the way you replaced my brain. I just want to thank you. And the guy's not even thinking that. He's not even not even hearing it. He's not even listening to you. And then somebody comes walking in and you're like, hey doc, did you put this ship in this bottle? That's amazing. And the guy's same guy's just like, really? My wife doesn't support me and says I'm bad at it. Anyways, I fucked up, people. I went to a goddamn CVS and I bought the wrong fucking disposable fucking razors. I should have gone to Dollar Shave Club and I didn't. just in a spur of the moment, I'm like, there's some cheap razors. I need to shave my fucking head when I'm on the road. And you can't, as my experience, you cannot have three blades when you shave your head because you're going to hack up the back of your head. You need the two blades. So now I got like three packs of these fucking things. And so next time I do a show in LA, I'm bringing them. I'm just going to give them away to somebody in the crowd because I'm not going to fucking throw them out. Jesus Christ, dude. I always get impatient in the end when I do the back of my head. After you shave your head, then you got to go over it one more time to make sure you didn't, you know, miss anything. And that's the time I cut my head. I just go, quack, 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 quack. Ah, fuck. And then it's just like, ah, Jesus Christ. You know? I got like three hacks in the back of my head, you know? Fortunate's on the back of my head. So people who come out to my shows this week, I'll be very stiff, you know, just sort of walking. So I don't show the back of my goddamn head. All right, what am I talking about here? We're 20 minutes in. Jesus Christ, just like that. Let's fucking, let's do a little bit of fucking advertising here. All right, where am I? Man crates, everybody. It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing mancrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. Mancrate offers awesome gifts for every type of guy, from the rugged outdoorsman to the sports fanatic and everything in between. I'm never doing the podcast again with these fucking Invisaligns in. Become this mealy-mouthed jackass. Like the whiskey appreciation crate, which they sent me, and I'm on the fucking wagon. You know what I mean? Would you send a former fucking crackhead an assortment of crack? Is there such a thing? You know, like they have the blue meth. Is there better cracks? You know? Like quinoa, red, white. They have all the races of quinoa, right? African-American. Like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized laser-etched decanter and glasses for his favorite drink. And the grill master crate with a brass-knuckle meat tenderizer for the wife-beater out there and a cast-iron smoker box. I already know what they're going to say. Could you please not make a reference to the wife-beaters? People know I'm joking. Does Man Crate, do they support beating your wife? Is this something we should be offended by? That's all shit that's on the sidebars. Oh, that's like, that would be like an article, an actual article on the Huffington Post, those fucking low-rent cunts. Just go to mancrate.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser-engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every Man Crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Wow, they're really steering into the fucking mouth-breathing guy here. Up top! I got my own fucking crowbar! Own the holidays. Call to action. Go to mancrate.com/burn to get 5% off your order. How do you mispronounce your own name? They don't offer this discount anywhere else. That's 5% off mancrates.com/burr. Mancrates.com/burr. Crates is C-R-A-T-E-S if you're dumb like me. All right, tipsy L's, everybody. A, are you going to a Christmas party and you don't have a good opening line? Wouldn't it be great if you just walked in with an ugly sweater and everybody would just accept you and give you a big hug and you could finally relax, you know? Dry your sweaty palms off on your own fucking ugly Christmas sweater? Well, thank God for tipsy elves. You know why? Because everyone needs an ugly Christmas sweater this time of year. If you want bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at your Christmas parties, listen up. While you're shopping for your ugly sweater, check out, dude, you know what you want to do is you got to get, like, if you really want to have the most talked about sweater, you'd get a Harvey Weinstein ugly Christmas sweater. That would you do. And you'd get him, like, you know, with his hands like he was about ready to grab somebody. You know, I wonder if they offer one of those or Bill Cosby dropping some shit in somebody's drink. While you're shopping for your ugly sweater, check out the other holiday attire for yourself. How about Hitler blowing his brains out wearing a Santa hat? Or as a gift, like adult onesies. They even sell wild and crazy ski suits for you skiers out there. Tipsy Elves has hundreds of Christmas sweater designs that are like nothing you've ever seen. Or John Denver, you know, post-crash. They're not the for the faint of heart. I guess they're saying ugly, not horrific. I'm going horrific. All right, let me dial it back to ugly. All right, you have the back of my head right now. On a Christmas sweater. For men, three-piece Christmas suits, interactive sweaters, beer pong, cornhole, and hilarious holiday tees. For women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and cozy adult onesies, specific sizing for men and women so everyone can get the perfect fit. Right now, my listeners get 20% off tipsyelves.com when you use my code BRRRR at checkout. How about a prison rape with elves? 20% off of anything you order on site. Shop now so you have the best selection to choose from and have it in time for your ugly Christmas sweater party. Go to tipsyelves.com, enter my code BRRRR at checkout to get 20% site-wide discount. That's tipsyelves.com and my code BRRRR. All right. Two more to go. Dollar Shave Club, everybody. Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for a few bucks. I have to get back into this club. All right? Look what happened. I left the club, and now I'm hacking up the back of my head. What you might not know, I have a hack head right now. What you might not know is that Dollar Shave Club also has products for pretty much everything you need in the bathroom. I thought they were going to say they actually have it for pretty girls, too. Shave your impeccable bush with Dollar Shave Club. Body wash, shampoo, hair gel, lip balm, everything. At the store, there are too many options, and you can't tell the difference between anything. Any of them, sorry. Then, if you have any questions, the clerk usually doesn't know the difference. No, the clerk is working the fucking register and the floor, and you can't even get to him. But for a limited time, Dollar Shave Club is basically giving away their shit shower shave static kit set to new members for only $5. This starter set features executive razor and their three trial size versions of the most popular products that help you stay so fresh and so clean. In your first box, you will receive their shave butter, body wash, and one wipe, Charlie's butt wipes. You will also receive their executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handle and a full cassette of cartridges. After the first box, replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. And if you want a great gift, give them a Dollar Shave Club. Oh, what? And if you want a great gift, give them Dollar Shave Club. Well, that's what the fuck we've been talking about. Am I going crazy here? They got super simple gift memberships and e-gift cards. Dollar Shave Club's high-quality products will have you covered from face cheeks to butt cheeks. There's no better time to try the club. All right. Oh, look who's back, everybody. MeUndies, MeUndies, no more sweaty balls. Do-do-do-do, MeUndies, MeUndies. You can't get them at the malls. Hacking up your head with shitty fucking blades. I'm in Florida in the Everglades. Alligators are getting eaten by fucking snakes. I'm at the Hard Rock Cafe tonight. Every year, millions of people receive the least liked gift of all time. The least liked gift of all time. Cologne. No, underwear. But we still give it to our family and our loved ones who just don't want it. But maybe it's not the underwear that's the problem. It's the kind of the underwear. It's the kind of underwear. Let me tell you about MeUndies, the only underwear that makes for an amazing gift. MeUndies have a soft and flexible waistband, 3 times softer than cotton, naturally sustainable sourced fiber. MeUndies made underwear the perfect gift that everyone is going to love you for. It's a goddamn holiday miracle. This year, don't give underwear, give MeUndies. This holiday season, to get exclusive 20% off the softest underwear and socks you'll ever wear. Free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com. That's MeUndies.com/burr, BURR. Thank God it's over. So when you live in a world where everyone's sexually harassing somebody and Newsweek has a waterless earth on the cover, you got to be asking yourself, where do I go to get out of this negative cloud? Where do I go? Well, I swear to God, I'm so sorry I wore my Invisalign. I'm so sorry you had to listen to my teeth get a little straighter during this entire thing. You know what? I actually looked up positive news, and I found this thing, the Good News Network, man. And God damn it if they don't have good news. Hey, let's share some positive news here. Let's end on a positive note. Good news in history, December 14th. On this day, 40 years ago, Saturday Night Fever premiered, starring a young John Travolta as a champion dancer with all his date rapist friends. There's something positive. I'm going to put my little negative spin on all of this. Burger King drive-thru worker goes viral after helping a diabetic woman. Well, what in the fuck did he give her on the menu? Or is that a her? I think that might be a her. I think that's a her. Guy shows you how to use Amazon Prime to instantly help the homeless. Okay, there's some fucking advertising laid in as a positive fucking story. Needle-free injections. Is this just all fucking commercials? That was a Burger King commercial? This isn't positive. Oh, and a historic announcement. World Bank says it will no longer finance oil and gas exploration. The bank is walking away from oil and gas exploration. Are they going to give the oil companies the sun? All right, the World Bank has just announced their groundbreaking decision to cease all investments in oil and gas exploration over the course of the next 2 years. This can't be true. In 2 years, they're going to have no money to drill for oil. We're going to flip over to fucking solar that quickly. The announcement comes as a welcome follow-up to the, you know, it kind of helps if you're reading positive news to not have a negative cunt fucking. I like to think I'm more cynical. See how much sugar is in honey, maple syrup, and agave nectar. Mazda announces gasoline engine using compression ignition. Why your pet looks like you and vice versa. How to pack light for easy travel. I don't know where I am right now on the internet, but I kind of like it. This is the kind of light news that I like. Why does my pet look like me? Speaking of which, Cleodio was in town this week. I got to take her 3 days in a row. I got to take her on hikes. And I got to tell you, man, I still love that dog with all my heart. But I made the best decision of my life. She's now living with my trainer, who has the skills. The dog has never been happier. She's never looked more relaxed. And for the first time in her life, she's actually friends with another dog. How amazing is that? Off leash, you know, going up, you know, smelling each other. You know, she's probably about a month away from laying in the sun with another dog, just being happy as hell. And I wish I had the skill set to get her there. God knows I didn't. And thank God I did what I did. And it's great that my trainer, whenever he comes back to Los Angeles, always brings her along. And it's fucking awesome, man. It's really awesome. I'm so happy for her. Although, I still miss her. Still miss that dog. Anyways, but it had a happy ending. Just like goodnewsnetwork.org. Okay, the announcement of the World Bank comes as a welcome follow-up to the financial institution's decision to drop all investment in the coal industry back in 2010. Now, after years of pressuring from environmentalists, the World Bank will withdraw almost $1 billion in annual loans from oil and gas groups. Well, this is just the World Bank. It's not every bank. So I'm sure Chase and Wells Fargo will gladly take that business that they just dropped. Related news, Elon Musk's record-breaking battery was just switched on in Australia. This will be the tipping point. This when you know, we're not going to have a fucking world without water. We're just not going to do it, okay? I can't walk around with a kid thinking that that's going to happen. What's going to happen is basically, this is just a bad 120 years or whatever, where we went in a direction. We zigged when we should have zagged. Nobody's fucking wrong, all right? Quit pointing fucking fingers at different colored ties. Let's all get on the same fucking page. It's a great way to, I don't know, I don't. What the fuck do I know? I'm not a goddamn scientist. My whole thing is let's stop fucking spending $1 billion a month to fight the fucking the R gang from the Little Rascals over there. You know, they're bankrupting us. You get over here, you go fucking solar, right? And then those people, first of all, you don't even need to bankrupt ISIS. The second we leave, they're just going to go back to killing each other. Just like when Russia left fucking, Russia collapsed in the early 90s. I'm really going out on a limb here. I really don't know not much about world history. But when Russia left Eastern Europe, right? After they collapsed and all those people got their fucking freedom again and everyone's like, oh, this is great. All these poor oppressed people, they picked up fights that I'd never heard of. Because my entire, you know, that whole Bosnian Serbs, that whole fucking horrific thing that happened over there. I guess that shit was going on. And then Russia came in. They had a common enemy. They were fighting Russia for the whole fucking time. And then the second they leave, they started right back up with their Hatfield and McCoy shit. You know? So, which is always good. A war is always good. That's another, it's a very pro-environmental. Well, I actually know because they light fucking oil fields on fire and all of that shit. I don't know. Whatever. Something will happen. Something will happen. It'll fix it up, you know. Or maybe enough robots will come along and they'll kill enough of us. You know. Is there any good news on this website about robots? You know what it's really going to take to turn this shit around? It's going to take people like Elon Musk. I'm not saying this guy's a fucking saint. All right? I'm just hoping he has a better product. They have to start bribing politicians the way oil companies and banks do, right? That's what they have to do. They got to get the electric people have to get the politicians on the take. So when the Obamas and their fucking, their run as president, when they go around and they give their speeches, you know, their big payback fucking tour, they would actually go to these companies instead of the fucking oil companies and the big banks and all of that type of shit. That's all it is. There, right there. Did you hear what I just said, people? I just solved the world's pollution problems, our financial problems, and our energy crisis all in one-minute string of sentences that was not even remotely researched. Okay? And that's what you should be coming here for. I'm going to make you feel better. I'll give you good news. Dude, by the way, my condolences to Philadelphia Eagle fans, all right? I finally just watched that fucking Eagles-Rams game, which was absolutely, it's just a great fucking game. And all these fucking assholes are sitting there, oh, ratings are down in fucking NFL. No, you know what it is? You weren't really a fan. That's what it was, okay? And what happened was too many of the fucking sex symbols, the quarterbacks went down this year. And I think that's why the product's going down. All right, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, now Carson Wentz is out. You really have to enjoy football to watch all their backups come in and play. And what's great about when they go down is then you get to see, like, how good a head coach do they have? Can he design a game plan that can fucking deal with the fact, like Bill Belichick did when we had Freddie Fingers there, when fucking... What the fuck were that guys? Phil Mushnick? What the hell was his name? He went to Kansas City and everybody was all excited, including Paul Verzi, saying the guy was a franchise quarterback. And I was saying, dude, he was driving a fucking Lamborghini. He was driving a Lamborghini in fucking New England. Now they just gave him a Z28 and it's going to look the same way. He's not going to look the same. What the hell was the guy's name? I'm going to say his first name was Carson, considering so many fucking people's name, quarterback names are Carson. Dude, Carson Wentz out for the goddamn season. I'm going to retweet. Did you guys hear that Eagles fan call on the sports show and he started crying? Just like, I mean, what's it going to happen for us, man? There's no way if you're a Boston sports fan, you're like over the age of like 40. You know exactly. I remember I had a buddy of mine after the Aaron Boone home run called up, and he was like in tears. I mean, just one year. I just wanted one year. I just want to see us win it. I mean, is that asking too much? I mean, Jesus Christ. They got 26 championships, right? Then all of a sudden, it's always darkest before the dawn, you know? And now look at us. Now we're the fucking spoiled rich kids with all the goddamn championships. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but I swear to God, I'm really starting to believe that Philadelphia, Kansas City, and San Diego, like, they built their stadiums on some, like, ancient Native American burial ground or something. I there's no other way to explain. And it really comes to, it's not that they lose, it's the way that they lose. It reminds me of being like a Red Sox, Patriots, and all, and Bruins fan growing up. We had the Celtics, thank God. But it was just like all of those teams, they didn't have the decency to just suck. They had to get right there. And when everybody was watching, they had too many men on the ice, Bucky Dent, roughing the passer, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, our fucking Bill Parcells announces to the team before the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be back next year. I'm selling my house, that fat tuna cunt. Who, by the way, never won shit without Bill Belichick. Overrated, underrated, overrated, Bill Parcells. Oh, Bill, you're going to get some shit on that one. I don't think he's fucking overrated. It just pissed me off that he had a fucking goddamn temper tantrum about that, because, you know, because the owner overruled him and made him draft Terry Glenn, rest his soul, who they then everywhere Bill Parcells went after, he fucking brought Terry Glenn. But when he was in New England, he's like, hey, you want me to cook the meal? I got to buy the groceries. Yeah, well, from the looks of you, you're eating everybody else's fucking meal. Anyways, plowing ahead here. And I didn't throw Cleveland in there, and I won't throw Cleveland in there because I don't have any sympathy for Cleveland sports fans the way I never had sympathy for fucking Cubs fans, just because everybody gives a shit about you. They're always doing stories about how fucking sad you are. People give a fuck. You know what I mean? You're like that little kid that fell down and his mother was right there to hug him and kiss him. That's what Cleveland fans are. Nobody gives a fuck about Philly fans. Nobody gives a shit about what's going on in Kansas City. Nobody gives a fuck about everything that happened to the Charger fans. Their weather's perfect. Fuck them. Nobody cares. And then the team left. Nobody cares. All right? I love the Browns. They fucked up their uniforms, though. And their quarterback has my favorite quarterback name in the league right now, Deshaun Kizer. African-American, yet possibly a Nazi. I mean, how do you beat that? How do you beat the duality of that? Anyways, what am I doing? I think that's the end of the podcast. Did I talk about everything that I want to talk about? Oh, by the way, coming up, I can't believe this. This will be my 10th Rose Bowl in a row. I'm in double digits. And if I keep going, that means at some point when I die, they're going to win. I'll be that old guy that they announced, you know, and then old Billy Burr, we went to 47 Rose Bowls in a row. I was actually thinking if I live to 100, I'll have gone to 60 in a row or 61. Oh, my God. How close to the fucking stadium will I have to park? We'll have to, you know, you park on a golf course. They'll literally have to send a golf cart out to me. And by the way, I am really fighting not going off the wagon for one day that day. I keep going back and forth. Like, I'll just go off one day. One day I'll get fucking hammered. And then I'm like, no. Because I want to go a whole calendar year, January right through to December, without boozing. And that would put me at 501 days. And then next year's Rose Bowl, not this one, the next one, I would come off the wagon. I don't know what. I have no idea. I haven't figured it out. But let's just put it this way. I'm getting weak. Hey, you guys, let me know some good MP3 players, if you don't mind. Oh, by the way, Steve Simone, and Regular Hero are raising money again this year for children fighting cancer and their families. Monday morning podcast listeners helped raise $15,000 last time around, and it I don't know. They just fucked up the sentence. We raised 15 grand last year, and it had a huge impact on a lot of families. Their stories are brutal. We're going to spare you their stories, and every little bit helps. This goal, the goal this year is we're going to try to raise 50 grand. I'm going to tweet the link today. Retweet it, I should say. Thank you for everybody who's been helping out. All right, is that it? Oh, I never talked about the Yankees getting Giancarlo Stanton. All right? And I know what you guys are thinking. I'm going to be frothing at the mouth. I'm going to be talking about Derek Jeter in the front office. If the Patriots did some shit like this, they'd waterboard us. Fuck all that. All right? I still will always hate the Yankees, but, like, I can't get mad at that fucking move. All right? They're doing everything I wish the Red Sox were doing. They built from their own system. They have a young team that way overachieved. I mean, even without Giancarlo, I was like, these guys are going to get number 27. They got 26 or 28. They're going to get number 28 within the next 5 years. That's what I saw this year. And now they added this guy. And basically, their whole fucking team is from their own system, essentially, especially all their great players. This guy became available, and they went out and got him. Who gives a fuck? My team, the Red Sox, we've been buying up the league forever. Like, the Yankees were like that fucking person that your mother said, don't hang out with him, he's a bad influence, and then we secretly hung out with them anyways, and then we ended up doing what they were doing. Now we're hooked on the junk, and they went into fucking rehab, but we're still strung out trying to fucking buy a championship, and they're building one. Old school shit, and then they're adding a free agent. I don't have a fucking problem with it. And plus, the fact that it came from the Miami Marlins, who their ownership, I don't know if it's the same one, historically does this, puts together a good team, then they win a World Series, and then they just dump the whole fucking team, constantly fucking over their fans. And I actually liked how honest Giancarlo Stanton was about it. So, and it's good when the Yankees are good. So I don't have a problem with it, and I don't think there was some sort of collusion with Derek Jeter. I don't think there was that. You know, I don't think he's the main guy in there. And knowing him, I bet he was concerned, like, this is going to make me look bad, which never happened in his entire fucking career. So he's probably thinking, I don't need to start now. I mean, this isn't like when Kevin McHale sent Kevin Garnett to the Celtics. I mean, if I'm going to get mad at this, then what about the Celtics in 2008? So what are you going to do? That's how the fucking game is played. I'm sick of being a grumpy old man. Congratulations to the Yankees and your new fucking guy. Now we got to go buy somebody that can strike out. You know what was funny, though? Is my buddy Verzi was like, oh, the Yankees, you see what they did? They never disappoint. This was the same guy flipping out when KD went to the fucking Golden State Warriors. It's a great move by the Yankees. It's not good for baseball to have a fucking MVP leaving Miami. That's their guy. He should have retired with them. But you have to blame the fucking ownership on that one. It seemed like he wanted to stay. I read a great article where he was saying, listen, I don't want to rebuild. I want to move forward. Let's get some pitching. We got a great fucking team. And they were like, no, no. We're just going to make money off of people coming down to watch you hit home runs as you lose fucking 100 out of 162 games. He was like, fuck that. I'm out of here. So good for him. All right. That's the fucking podcast. Old Freckles is 119 days in. And he's starting to get the shakes here. This is the deal. If I can just get past the Rose Bowl, I think. Look, I got to go. 6 months is a good time to stop, right? I'm 4 months in. You know, I think I'm going to be doing a college tour. We're trying to put this together in February. You know, I was going to start possibly. The dream is on this tour is to go to a Kansas Jayhawks basketball game and a Kentucky Wildcat game. Start with Kansas or start with Kentucky and then in Kansas or end in Kentucky. You know, bookend them with games. And I was going to do an F is for Family college tour, you know, and hopefully get a bunch of free swag, you know, to fucking throw at the kids when I go there. You know what I mean? That's the game plan. That's what I'm working on. But if I did that, then I'd be road dogging it, so we'd probably rent a bus, and then that would be hard. Oh, that would be a hard one. So, I don't know. There's always those things. There's always those times. We shall see. All right, that's the podcast, the Thursday afternoon podcast. I was just checking in on you, just seeing how your fucking week's going. Happy Hanukkah to everybody, and happy pre-Christmas, Merry Christmas, whatever the fuck I'm supposed to say. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Ozark Day, whatever the fuck you say to people. I have no idea. All right. Have a great weekend, you cunts. Enjoy the music. And we'll have another half hour of greatest hits from a Thursday afternoon podcast from a Thursday in a year gone by, or possibly earlier this year, right? I don't fucking know.
Is my window. Your questions, they remove me. So much time is made up with answers. Doing my feet well.
Bully, I can beat up. All right. Well, if there's a bully, you can beat up. He's not really a bully. He's just an asshole, right? Hey, Billy Boy, I'm a 15-year-old lad from Australia, and here's my problem. There is a complete dickhead at my school that always picks on me, but here's the twist. I could smash the shit out of this prick. I'm 182 centimeters. That's 6 feet tall. 15 years old, 6 feet tall. He goes, 74 kilograms, that's 160 pounds for you people keeping score. And every other day, and he's about 5'8 and weighs about 185 pounds. All right, so he's got you by 25 pounds. But you have the reach advantage. This is the tail of the tape here. I love this. You got a 4-inch reach advantage, unless he has those fucking Kevin McHale arms that are almost dragging on the ground. All right, you go, I lift weights every other day, and he's just fat. All right, you're definitely the favorite so far. He goes, but this isn't the biggest reason why I could smash this cunt. I have about 20 years of martial arts experience. Wait a minute. You're 15 years old. How do you have 20 years of experience? Oh, he's going to break it down. I have about 20 years of martial arts experience. When you add it all up, I have 7 years in karate, 5 years in Muay Thai. Oh, Jesus, dude. You bring those fucking knees to that fat belly. Oh, my God. Probably got shins like a fucking street pole. Street pole? Stop sign. Whatever the fuck I was trying to say. I pictured a telephone pole and a stop sign made out of metal. And I came up with street pole. Look at that. I'm inventing words here. 7 years of karate, 5 years in Muay Thai, 5 years of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Jesus Christ, standing up, go to the ground. What do you want to do? And 3 years of MMA. He constantly calls me name like gay boy and poof. And he slaps me in the back of the head every day. Dude, you can't have that. This has been happening for like 2 months now. And I haven't fought back because I'm worried about getting in trouble from teachers at my martial arts classes. Any advice is welcome. Thanks for whatever. Whatever helps you, whatever help you can give me, go fuck yourself and have a good day. All right, sir. Well, this is the deal. You could, if you actually applied what you know, you could seriously hurt this guy. But you do have to defend yourself. So is there a way that the next time he goes to slap you in the head, you can put him in one of those fucking, those holds where you're just holding the person's thumb and they're all of a sudden on their tiptoes going, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Is there a way to just shoot one across the bow? That's what I'm suggesting. I'm not saying that you fuck this kid up and then ruin your standing with your sifus, your senseis, your pastors, whatever the fuck you call them, down at the dojo. Yeah, but there's no reason for you to go to school and get slapped in the back of the head and being called names, okay? So what I would do is, why the fuck are you asking me?
This is what you do. Jesus Christ, here's your solution. Talk to one of your karate masters there. And just say, listen, this is the deal. I know after everything that you've taught me that I could just mop the floor with this fat tub of shit. But I don't want to get in, you know, bad standing with you. What do I do here? Have them tell you what to do. And because they could probably suggest they know the name of whatever that fucking, how to choke out somebody's thumb, whatever that thing is that you guys do that I wish I knew how to do. But here's the deal. One way or another, there has to be a solution with this guy slapping you. They're slapping you in the back of the fucking head. Do you know how to do a death grip yet? Have they taught you that? Is that an actual thing? Why don't you do a double death grip to his man tits and twist them before he has a chance to slap you in the head? Don't listen to anything that I'm going to suggest here. Why don't you take some Twinkies? What could you do with the Twinkie and a martial art thing? Why don't you make some nunchuck Twinkies? And it says, so instead of slapping him in the face with a piece of wood, it's a Twinkie. And it goes across his face. He's humiliated. Plus, you know, he's a fatty, so he's going to have to lick it off his face. And he'll get into that sugar rush. And his eyes will roll in the back of his head. And by the time his eyes come back down, you're going to be across the room and he can't slap you in the head. I don't know. There's got to be something. There's got to be something to do. I mean, at this point, if you don't want to go physical, I would just go verbal. I he's calling you gay boy and poof. I mean, why don't you just talk about his fat tits? Just be really sincere. Just be like, just out of curiosity, how much do your tits weigh? You know, do you wear a sports bra or are you going to kind of go with the giant pocket tee? And the fact that you're already this fat at our young age, like how fat do you think you're going to be when you're 40? These are just questions, sir. You know, and then when he charges you like a rhino, just step out of the way and he won't be able to slow down and he'll maybe go flying into some desks. I don't know, sir. But can you please tell me how this, I would go to your dojo masters there, whatever. I'd ask them what to do. But there's no fucking way on any level that you should have to tolerate that. I would do that. Ah, Jesus. Are they going to go even really more mature?
Well, I think you should talk to your teachers about it. And then you become the fucking guy who ratted it out.
You know, it's like that selection. That's like the solutions they come up to on like The View. You just turn around and you just say, stop doing that. I'm not going to tolerate this. You know, give you like a rape whistle or something. I don't fucking know. I don't know, sir. But please let me know how that works out because it's bothering me that that dude is doing that to you. All right. I don't like bullies. Jesus Christ, dude. You know what I really want to tell you to do, and I'm not going to.
Need to be the one. Be on yourself. See it in your mind. This is all a game. Do it all again. Be on yourself. See it in your mind. This is all a game.
Dear Bill, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now. We're in college together, and he's currently taking a semester abroad. Oh, Jesus. Where, in Brazil? Before he left, we had a running joke that I was going to need a vibrator when he left. As a surprise parting gift, he got me one. I have a couple friends whose boyfriends bought them sex toys, so while I was a little surprised he actually got me a vibrator, I also happen to know that it's relatively normal for a boyfriend to do that. Yeah, that's basically like this era's chastity belt. You know? Mm-hmm. You're trying to lock down the pussy. That's disgusting.
But that's what he's doing, though.
Anyway, yeah, but it's dumb because those things, you use them too much, they numb up your area there, and then the guy can't even remotely try and, you know, do something for you. And then you got to be sitting there banging them as they're using the thing as, you know. It's has like this, you and an alien this, are fucking this girl.
Has this you and an alien?
that's just all dick. It has no body.
What are you basing? All right, whatever. Let's move on.
What am I basing it on? I'm basing on my fucking life. I did live a little bit of a life before I met you.
I realize that. Yes,
all right. Anyway, fast forward to about a week ago. We were on Skype. He asked you to take this thing out. No, we don't have sex chats, thank God. And he casually asked me how his gift for me was working out. I told him it was working out pretty well. He then mentioned that he had bought something for himself. A fleshlight. Joe Rogan Experience is brought to you by the Fleshlight every week.
Those are weird.
Those are very weird. Those are very
fucking weird. But okay.
They look like that thing Boba Fett fell into when he died in one of those space movies.
Okay, well.
I knew.
He's trying to be faithful to her. That's nice.
Okay, he said. She goes, I knew what this was because I am an avid listener of Joe Rogan's podcast.
There you go.
Joe Rogan's come up 3 times in this podcast, who raves about it constantly. My boyfriend had never mentioned to me that he was interested in anything like that, and I always thought the idea of it was totally creepy. I acted like it was totally cool, but in all honesty, I really don't want him to be fucking a perfect fake. Wait, I got lost in that. I actually was thinking, is Joe going to get mad that I'm saying that this is weird? Okay, I acted like it was totally cool, but in all honesty, I really don't want him to be fucking a perfect fake vagina whenever he wants to. I'm finding myself getting crazy jealous and angry whenever I think about it.
No, I know.
I'm jealous of an inanimate object,
yeah.
Which it's seems insane. Let me finish. I'm really struggling with this because part of me wants to be completely okay with it since it's sort of a hypocritical to get angry when he got me a vibrator. But now I'm starting to think that maybe he only bought me a dildo so I wouldn't be able to complain when he got himself a proxy pussy.
Proxy pussy.
So what do you think? Do I need to suck it up and get over this? Or is my jealousy legitimate? Thanks and go fuck yourself.
That's hilarious. Let him go fuck his fake pussy. As long as he's not fucking a real pussy, then... You know, it's all good. Plus, it's not just like the pussy that he's missing. He's also missing, like, you know, your touch and kissing and the whole other part of it too. And that fake pussy can't blow him either.
No, he isn't. He's getting right to the dessert.
Don't be jealous.
Have you tried these Brussels sprouts? Don't need them.
Don't be jealous of
it. Bring over the tres leche.
When he comes back, it'll be even better because you both have been, like, doing it with inanimate objects. And so it's like you'll be rediscovering each other all over again. It'll be even better.
I don't think
so. Don't even worry about
it. I don't think it's a good thing.
Why?
Because once you start down a path sexually, mm-hmm. you know, in order to get off that path, you don't just jump over onto another path. You got to walk all the way back up the path you went down. Get to the fork where you fucked up and then head down the other one. What I'm saying is he might get used to just doing that. Mm-hmm. And the sensation of that is what mm-hmm. gets him off. And then when her pussy doesn't feel like the fleshlight,
it'll feel better.
He'll bang her. And then when he needs to finish, he'll be like, all right, and now for me. With that fucking thing.
No, she'll feel even better. If anything, he'll be like, oh, my God, I forgot what a real woman feels like. And he'll be done in, like, 2 minutes.
That's what you hope.
I don't think she should be jealous of it, though. They're both doing the right thing when you're in a relationship and you're that far apart from each other. Because banging all sorts of hairy European girls. No offense to hairy European girls, but... I'm just saying, you know.
Listen, I watched this thing one time or listened to it on the radio. Mm-hmm. One of those call-in sex shows. And this guy the way he jerked off was he dry humped the rug. It was causing like chafing on his dick. But it was the only way he could get off because he wasn't in a relationship for a while and he kept doing that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So I'm just saying, like, I would go easy on those. It's like anything in moderation.
Yeah, how often is he using this?
And how often is she using that? If you use a vibrator too much, you numb yourself up down there. And then when your guy's down there, you can't feel anything. It's so disgusting.
The sun in my window. And your questions.
Thank you.